The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, the Senate will now go to revisions of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are appointment letters. I would ask the reading be waived and the messages be printed in the journal.
You've heard the motion. Seeing no objection, the reading shall be waived. The messages shall be printed in the journal.
President.
Senator from Newton.
President, I move that the appointments be returned to the governor per his request. A copy of the withdrawal letter has been distributed on the desk.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of that motion shall prevail. Say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I would ask you recognize the senator from Boone for a privileged motion.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
I move that the conference committee report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 210 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for adoption of the, conference committee report. This is the federal reimbursement allowance, which we discussed the other day. The sheet's been on everyone's desk showing the amount of money that it generates. And the conference committee report, as I said the other day, has a couple minor changes, just some language to clarify audits. Also clarifying some language on reimbursement specifically for Truman Hospital, and then also taking it to 1 year. And that is the conference committee report.
You've heard the motion. The motion, the senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of the conference committee report for Senate Bill number 210. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 5th, if you could yield 1 second. Senator from Johnson, illegal water bottles are against Senate rules. I will have asked the doorman to remove the illegal water bottle immediately. Senator from the 5th District, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator. As you well know, it's been a very, very long week for us here in the Senate.
Yes, it has.
And we have had the opportunity to see major devastation as a result of the PQ. But the question that I have for you right now is that where do we go from here? I know that we were looking to go all out and to the extent where we were not going to let anything pass, okay? And now we are here on the provision that we were blocking.
That's correct.
It's up now.
That's correct.
How do we get here? I know that this is a very important piece of legislation for not just myself, but many of my other colleagues on the Democratic side. How do we get to the point where we say, listen, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, that we want to be pragmatic and diplomatic? How do we get there?
Well, there comes a time. There comes a time. This is a $3 billion item that provides health care for the most, for the poor and the most at-risk population in the state. I think it's incumbent upon us, politics aside, to take care of that population. Now, I think as a Democratic, as a minority party here, we've done a very good job so far taking care of that population. And to put that population at risk for pure politics, I think is a mistake. And that's why we are here.
You know, let me just commend you for, you know, all of your hard work and your commitment over the past 72 hours. You know, I know that we were hit hard by way of that PQ. And yes, we could keep going until 6 o'clock. But I think that your decision to be pragmatic and diplomatic and look at the overall picture says a lot about your leadership. And I just want to thank you and thanks for leading us. You did an outstanding job, and I think this is the right thing to do. Again, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We care about the indigent. We care about the poor. And the last thing I want to be able to see the media write about is that Democrats held back monies for Medicaid. So, again, thanks for your leadership. This is the right thing to do. Let this bill pass, and whatever issues we have moving forward, we deal with them.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion from the senator from Boone County. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the conference committee report for Senate Bill number 210 be adopted. That is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham,
Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Green, votes aye. Senator from the 8th, votes aye. By your vote of 30 aye and 0 no, you have adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Boone County, you are recognized for the third read motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the conference committee report be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that Senate Bill 210, as amended by the conference committee report, be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 210, an act relating to health care. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 30 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to, before I go to the order of announcements, I would like to thank the Senator from St. Louis, Senator from the 4th, on a dialogue that broke through some morass, and I think the people of Missouri are better off for working through this in the last few hours, and I thank him and his partnership. So, with that, we'll go to the order of business announcements.
The order of business is announcement. The Senator from Johnson for what
thank
reason
you. Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to give a small report on the Pierce's Pie Parade yesterday. Would
proceed.
That be in order? Okay. We went through 149 pies, 6 slices per pie, so that was 894 slices. The most favorite pie yesterday was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, followed closely by coconut cream. The least favorite pie was raisin. So just want everybody to know that. I want to thank all the folks who helped out. In fact, Mr. President, your office helped out a great deal. Rolling Pin from Blasco, Missouri was our benefactor, and it was just a fun day and a great way to thank our staff in the Senate that helped out this past year. So thank you very much.
Senator, may I inquire of you?
You may.
The silver plates that you've received for awards over the years have been appearing in other senators' offices, and it's been brought to our attention that we would like those plates put back in the proper office.
Duly noted.
We are on the business of order of business of announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I move no further business come with the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 27, 2015. That's the technical session to sign bills, and then we'll go sign a die at that time.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. May 27th.